Hey friends, this is Pastor Tim here at Grace of God. Thanks as always for taking some time out of your day to listen to our sermon cast. So if you've listened before, you know this feed usually features my Sunday messages. But over the next few weeks, you can look forward to new installments of this mini-series Wednesdays and Fridays on the book The Screwtape Letters by the Christian writer C.S. Lewis. Hey there friends, happy Friday. Welcome back for our Screwtape Letters read-along mini-series here on the Grace of God sermon cast. We're on letter 16 this week. In this letter, we get a little more story development, if we would call that, the book here, which, if you're reading it along, you understand that it's kind of an interesting book. It's these letters. It's not a novel in the classic sense. But there is a story going on. You've got Screwtape, the senior demon, giving advice to Wormwood, his nephew, this junior demon. And in letter 16, Screwtape, in his letter to Wormwood, notes that it's not a good thing, something he's noticed. Wormwood's man that he's tempting has been attending one church consistently. And Screwtape tells him, look, it would be much better for you if you could make him into a taster of churches. Someone who, yes, he's going to talk about himself as a Christian, who attends church, but does not have a particular congregation to which he belongs, a particular fellowship of believers of which he's a part, a particular leader, pastor, preacher, under whom he learns. The idea that people would just come together in a church from all kinds of different backgrounds and temperaments under a common unity, it's something that the demons find revolting. It's of great interest to God. It's exactly what he wants to create in the church. It's much better, though, for the demons, then, that they have someone who wants to go to church constantly just kind of moving around until they find the church that suits them. Wormwood has an interesting comment, or Screwtape has an interesting comment for Wormwood here. He says that creating these kind of church tasters, people who sample things, it makes people into critics when God would have them be students. Rather than engaging as a student, as wanting to learn from what's going on at church, we engage as someone who's maybe ordering off the tasting menu at a restaurant, trying something out, trying this out, trying that out. We treat ourselves as the teachers, the masters. Well, Screwtape and Wormwood then want to think about, all right, so how can we direct our man toward becoming a taster? And they go into a little of an, a bit of an evaluation of the two churches nearest the man. We're not told if one of these churches is the one that he's currently attending. These are just the two churches nearest him. If he's going to perhaps bounce back and forth between a couple of different parishes, here are some thoughts about both of them. At the first that they discuss, the pastor there has, in this effort of trying to make the faith more understandable, removed any content from worship there that challenges people, that would lead people to learn something new. Instead, they hear the same 20 readings and 15 psalms is all that they ever hear week after week. They get some selection from one of those things. And there's no content to the messages either. And the demons say, he seems to have done this, this pastor, this preacher, because he wants to make the faith understandable and easy. Which sounds good, but there's no faith left at this parish. So, there's some good, obviously, for the demons to discuss there. The other parish close to the man whom Wormwood's tempting, that pastor seems convinced that his job is specifically to shock and puzzle and confound his people. His teaching rarely feels very biblical. More often it seems to be driven by his reading of some new article, some new scholarly writing, some new book, or of political events. Those are the sort of things that the pastor mostly preaches on, and his entire point seems to just be to take those things and present them to his congregation and shock them and awe them. And there's nothing to learn biblically at this other parish. But the one danger that the demons note, this pastor is what they call a true believer. He really believes that he needs to bring a meaningful, powerful message to his people, which he is, at this point at least, a fairly unhelpful preacher, but the danger that the demons might be seeing there, perhaps at some point he starts actually preaching from the scriptures. And with this temperament that he has of wanting to confront his people with things to think about, difficult and challenging things, well, he may actually ultimately, if he starts preaching the scriptures, give them something useful to think about, something that could cause them to grow. The other reflection that comes away from the demons after they've looked at both of these parishes being near the man, both neither of which are particularly what we might call healthy churches, but ultimately, there's something that even helps within those churches, both of them are what the demons call party churches. That is to say that in them, you have people who have these particular preferences. And within the Church of England, which is what Lewis would have been familiar with, you have what tends to be known as the High Church Party and the Low Church Party. The High Church Party is the one who says, Mass, I'm going to Mass, and the Low Church Party would say, Worship. At the High Church Party, you're going to have more candles and bells and more elaborate this and that, and in the Low Church, it'll be much simpler. All of which is meaningless, to be very clear. All of which is meaningless in as much as it refers to what our faith is, what the content of our faith is. But people get caught up in those things. And the demons note, it's really helpful when we get people caught up in those meaningless things. There's a lot for us to apply in letter 16 of the Screwtape Letters. If we are worshipers, if we are people who worship in the church, are we tasters of churches? Or are we looking for spiritual homes, for brothers and sisters to belong with? What issues would cause us to leave one church or another? Is it something important, or is it this kind of meaningless stuff? Oh, pastor wears a robe, pastor doesn't wear a robe. They use guitars, they use an organ. What do we expect from our leaders? What kind of preaching and teaching do we expect from them? What should the basis of their preaching and teaching be? And lastly, what can our leaders expect from us? Can they expect to be criticized, to have people flitting about from congregation to congregation, checking things out but never committing anywhere? Or can they expect to have people ask them to teach that they might learn? Letter 16 is a really important one for anyone who is Christian, who attends church, to think about, what is my relationship with the gathered group of believers? What am I looking for? What's my attitude toward it? That's letter 16 of the Screwtape Letters. Thanks for joining us on this Friday episode of the podcast. God bless you, friends, and I'll see you soon.